السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay. We're going to, inshallah, today talk about the command verb. Okay, command verb is to command somebody to do something, and usually it is for the second person. You're commanding the second person. Okay? Okay, so the first thing in the first, like the second person, is second person means you.
Oh, hi.
It means you. So you can be one male, one female, or two males, two females, or three plus male, three plus female. All of these in English we use you, right? But in Arabic, there's not every one of them would say you. Okay. You or you all, right, something like that. So now let's do the command verb. Now if I want to say, what's the command of fa'ala? If'al. Okay, what's the command for shariba? Ishrab. What's the command for akala? Well, akala, because akala has hamza, so you cannot say u'kul. You say kul. Got it? So if it starts with hamza, okay, and you want to change it to a command verb, you remove the hamza. So in other words, this way. Fa'ala. If'al. Fa'ala. If'al. Okay, and then here, shariba. There is ishrab. There is zara'a. So what is the command of zara'a? What's the command? Izra.
Are you guys getting a pattern here?
What is,
or did you guys talk about
Izra?
This last year?
Oh. Okay. Now, when we talk about akala, said what?
Kul.
That's right. Because it starts with a hamza.
Should I write?
Okay. I'm fine. Okay. So, one male, you're telling this male, let's say, to if'al. So, what do you say here for one male? You say, if'al. Good. This is the one male. How about the one female? If'ali. That's right. So we added. We added the if'ali.
You guys go over this last week, or?
Not this week, not this week. So if'al, if'ali. How about in the two male?
If.
Remember, there is an alif for mutanna. If'ala. افعل افعل Okay, two females. What about two females?
If
I let the same. How about three males? About three males? If I do, this is what we jamal. That's right. How about three females? Nun and Niswa?
If
I'll learn that. If I'll learn.
So, do you guys see a pattern?
Yeah. What's the pattern?
Okay, so there's one really obvious one. What do you see in the beginning of every one?
It's Kasra.
So it's Alif, Hamza, Kasra, right? So in the beginning of every one, you'll see this. Unless, of course, it already has a Hamza, then it would be, then it wouldn't have any Hamzas. Because they kind of cross out.
Watch out here. The sukun goes on the lam. And the ya if'ali. And the ya, which is if'ali, is does not have the haraka on it. Okay. So if we ask you to do the grammar for. اشربي الماء.
What's ماء?
Water.
Good. God, you guys have advanced that much.
اشربي الماء. اشربي الماء. And let's do إعراب. Okay. So, what is the verb here?
Come on, guys. Where's the verb?
اشربي. اشربي. This is the verb. This verb is what? فعل أمر, فعل ماضي, فعل مضارع. Look at your vocabulary in base sheet number one. What kind of verb it is? فعل أمر. Good job. So فعل أمر. And what is the rule for the فعل أمر? What is the rule for فعل أمر?
مبني على السكون.
مبني على السكون. Good job. How did you get, from which page you got that?
Three.
So page three, look up in page three. And tell me, what is show me where what's the rule for command verb Okay. فعل أمر مبني على السكون. How about you? فعل أمر مبني على السكون. That's right. مبني على السكون. How about الماء? Is it الماء, الماء or الماء?
الماء.
الماء. Why?
Because it's سكون.
Because it's what?
سكون.
No. Is it first of all verb or subject or object?
Oh, it's object.
It's object. So object is what? What do you call it in the table? From the table at page number one. Mansub. That's right. Now, ma'a, is it single name? Is it singular?
Ma'a is...
Ma, water. It's singular male or female?
Male.
Singular male. And look at the table in page 2 and tell me, Hania. Huh? Fatha. That's right. So, maf'ul bihi. منصوب بالفتحة مفعول به منصوب بالفتحة. Okay. Now where is the فاعل? The فاعل here is implicit. Implicit means like, yeah, we know it. It's not explicitly written, but we know it. So, Hania, where is the fa'al here? Where is the fa'al? We have fa'al and maf'ul bihi. Where is the fa'al?
Where is the subject?
Subject, yeah.
We don't have a subject?
Huh?
We don't have a subject.
Exactly, but the subject here is called implicit. Means understood. It's implicit.
What's the implied subject?
Implied subject, yeah. So what's the implied subject?
The person you're talking to.
Yes.
Which is a...
Huh. Male, female.
We're in
a, like, 1, 2, 3.
Drink.
I'm saying drink water. Drink water.
So, you.
You. Yeah. Which is, in this situation in Arabic, it's what?
You look at the ending, you'd be able to tell what kind of you would it be. A you, a y'all, a she, you, a you,
you,
female. Yani, is it anta or anti or antuma or antum or antunna? Which one?
Anti.
Anti? Yes, anti. Which is you, one, female. That's right. So...
Then how did you know it was female? Huh? Because if you look at the table, like, the one female is
Adi,
it ends with
yeah. So Ishrabi, you would have a yeah.
Oh,
there's
okay.
A yeah. If it was to have, like, a lam, or not a, an elif, then it would be here, here, well, here, moon and niswa.
Okay, so by looking at the form, you find out that it is... Huh. It's one female. Okay. So now we said al-fa'il. So we say here al-fa'il.
It would be empty.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring the Arabic expression because Damir al-fa'il is al-fa'il huwa damir an t T. N. T.
So N-T. It's not part of the sentence, N-T is not part of the sentence?
Huh? It's implied. So let's go imply it here. So, implied. Okay. I want one of you to give me, use the word akala, and you tell two people to eat.
So you tell two people to eat. Akala.
Oh yeah, kula.
Kula. Because already has a. That's right.
So, you guys have,
does anybody know what food is? So, using the following words. Make up
food would be
using the following words, make up.
I guess this
using the following words, make up
a sentence.
A command sentence. Okay. So let's use let's use Zara. Okay. Let's use Zara. Or Shariba. Akala.
All three of them or one of them?
Just Akala.
Whatever he writes down.
Okay. At-tuffah. Hat.
What's food in Arabic?
Akal. Ta'am. Ta'am.
Okay, so Ta'am works.
Akala. At-tuffahat. And huma means I'm sorry, antuma, which means both of you, males or female. So if you are two males, I say antuma. If you're two females, I say antuma. If you're a mixed one male, I still say antuma, right? Antuma means both of you. Both of you.
So with those three words, you have to make a sentence.
Yes, it's actually very self-explanatory because we've seen a lot of those sentences. So all you really have to do is conjugate the verb.
Both of you. So how do we? No, you're commanding. First.
Oh, good. No, it's.
The command is what?
Kul.
For now, yeah. The command is.
Kul.
Kul. All right? So Asma was ahead of us. But because it's for both of you, so it's kula. That's right. So this one becomes?
Kul.
Kul.
And then it would have become
kul. Kul. What I meant is that says, first of all.
Oh, it becomes and then it becomes kula.
And then it becomes using this. So it becomes kula. Like this one and this one makes it kula. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Casually awake as you oversleep.
Yeah. Didn't miss much. We just learned the entire conjugation of the command verb.
It's actually not that hard. You just put Hamza with the costa.
I'm sorry.
No, it's just like
weird. Okay, it's like template and template.
Guys, you say not. The first sentence.
We got 5 out of 10. Just
probably because they didn't put their name.
No.
Oh no, they did put their name.
You take half points because they didn't put their name.
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
No.
We just figure out who it is.
That'll
be the
one. Okay, but if you take out half the points.
No, it's easier if he does that. She marks it as late if she take out half the points.
It would only be good if written like the no name did, so it would be like late every single day you don't turn it in.
That's
no, it's one day late half credit, 2 days
late no credit. So the sentence, as I said,
the sentence is Kula. Kula, you don't say antuma because kula is already enough. You can say kula antuma, but that would be a very bad Arabic.
What?
And then the people who don't speak Arabic well and they like and speaking with Arabic people, they say enta kul wahid tufaha. Enta kul wahid tufaha.
That's how I sound. So I call males, females, and females. Because I never think about it.
Anti ruh hanak. Anti ruh hanak. Means anti go there. Anti go there. I mean, I'm trying to see the people who speak the broken Arabic, sort of like slang Arabic. So.
Speaking of broken Arabic, on the homework, I think you wrote something wrong down. Yeah.
Which one?
The first one you wrote. That was what was written for the homework. So I was like,
"Yashrabu al-musallun al-ma."
Yeah, but you wrote "al-ma al-musallun yashrabu."
Maybe you were specific.
Oh, are you going from left to right or right to left?
No, it right to left.
Okay, I'll check it out. Okay, so now the sentence becomes. كلا التفاحات. كلا التفاحات. كلا التفاحات. كلا التفاحات.
Yeah, I can hear that from here. Stop!
Okay. I put a question mark on the top of the ta. Because we're going to determine...
Guys, he put a question mark on top of the ta.
So we're going to determine fatha, kasra, dhamma, with using the Arab. Now, so let's do start using the Arab.
Don't you just love Arab?
No.
Kula. التفاحات. كلا التفاحات.
So it's double. Yes, my four. Elif. I think I know the question mark. It's Dhamma.
Okay, let's start Kula. So, what is the grammar of Kula?
We don't know. We all have different opinions.
Kula. What's the grammar of Kula?
Oh, Beta.
Kula. Okay. Kula is what is it all? Is it fa'il or isf?
Fa'il.
Is it fa'l? Madi, mudari, or amr?
What do you mean
ism?
Ism
means noun.
Oh.
Remember, what is your ism? What's your name? So, okay. Just as a reminder. Kula is a verb, right? Now, is it past, present, or future? Or command?
Command.
Command. Okay. So, what is the... How do you say fi'l command in, using for page number one? Fi'l amr. So, this is fi'l amr. فعل أمر. Okay. مبني على السكون. مبني على السكون. Which is right. على السكون. And it's invisible. So المضمنة. So, al-mudmana. So, basically what I'm trying to say here is that there's suppose, I did not, do you want to add this word to page one?
What is that word?
Al-mudmana, which means implied. So, why is that? Because the attachment forced the verb kula, it prevented the sukun from appearing. So, whenever there's something prevented from appearing, so you say mabni ala sukun al-mudmana. Al-mudmana means it's implicit. It's implicit.
It's implied.
It's implied. Okay? And then, التفاحات. How about this is الفاعل, huh? الفاعل, huh? الفاعل مضمن, مضمن. فاعل, no. الفاعل مضمن. الفاعل ضمير. الفاعل ضمير الفاعل ايه الفاعل ضمير ضمير means ضمير means implicit implied okay implicit and what is that ضمير is انتما
There's no room back there in my
social sense. So, al-fa'il implied, and it means what?
Bad for you.
Huh? Antuma. Implied, and it means antuma. Okay. How about the التفاحات? Yalina, can you come? Write it, التفاحات.
Here?
Yeah.
What's this for, then?
This is الفاعل, which is not used. Okay. التفاحات. Is it فعل, فاعل, مفعول به, هانية? التفاحات. كلا التفاحات. Is it فعل, فاعل, مفعول به?
Wait.
Is it verb, subject, or object?
Object.
It's object, which means what?
It's mansoob.
Yes, it's mansoob, but what's the meaning of the object in Arabic? No, the terms. Maf'ool bihi. Maf'ool bihi.
Look at the definitions. Object is
mansoob
bihi.
Yes. Is maf'ool bihi. This one is good. Al-tuffahat, maf'ool bihi. Got it, that part?
Yeah.
Okay, now, this maf'ul bihi, is it singular, double, plural? Tufahat. What's the single? What is the single? That's right, it's plural. What's the single of tufahat?
Tufaha.
What's the double? Tufahatan. What's the plural?
Tufah.
Okay. The common one is to say a tufah. But التفاحات is true. And the reason I selected that التفاحات instead of التفاح is just to make it standard, regular. Okay? Because if it's not regular, you guys will have a trouble with it. So, التفاحات. All right. Where is the dot for the
fat? Okay, it went into the sukun. You could see like the blackness inside of it.
Okay. So it is maf'ul bihi, and it is, what's the classification? Is it singular? It's plural, right?
Plural, yeah.
Regular or irregular?
Regular.
Regular. Is it male or female?
Female.
So you say regular, female, plural. Okay? Maf'ul bihi. Bihi is very small. Bihi is very small like that. Do bihi like the same size.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Okay, leave this. This maf'ul bihi. Okay. So that the bihi.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yes, but you did not proportion the letters right. Still. Well, what anyway?
It's just the lam that throws you off.
Maf'ul bihi.
Okay,
now this maf'ul bihi, mansub, majroor, majzoom, or marfu'. Huh? How about you, Hania?
Mansoob.
Why? How do you know it's mansub?
Because it said so.
Page what?
On page 4.
Page 4? Show me, can I or left? Boys? Page 4, that's right, can you point to it? Point that maf'ul bihi is mansub. On the very right hand side, written in Arabic.
Inside.
Huh?
I don't see
it. Says, Al Mubtada Marfu' wal Khabar Marfu' Al Fa'il Marfu' wal Maf'ul Bihi Mansub. Okay. Okay, now go to the table on page 2 and tell me what would be the tashkil for Mansub. Tashkil for Mansub.
Kasra.
Kasra. That's right.
Al-Kusra.
Bil Kasra. Bil Kasra. No.
Is the bag connected to the crack?
Bil Kasra.
Wow, make it large.
Bil Kasra. Li'annahu. It's Bil Kasra li'annahu. What is regular female plural in Arabic? Huh? What's regular female plural in Arabic? From sheet number 1. Regular female plural is?
Regular female plural is?
جمع
مؤنث
سالم
لأنه جمع مذكر سالم مذكر ذال مذكر
Mean the that's not even proportional to the meme.
What time did you come?
All right. Okay.
Did you sleep in?
Just a little bit.
No, just one. No.
Okay, give me an order, a command.
I command.
You guys stop talking. You can't have a word for that.
Give me a sentence. Give me a sentence where you order a group of girls or a group of men, women, females. You order them to...
color racing.
To stay silent.
Can I erase this?
Yeah, to stay silent. So, uskutu, if you talk to a group of male, okay? So what is it if you talk to a group of female? Uskutna, that's right. Uskutna, yes. Stay quiet, be quiet. Be quiet, uskutna. It's one word, just nice, that's it. This, the whole sentence is one word. Iskutna.
You be quiet, truly.
Okay, iskutna.
Meanwhile, an Arab...
So, command...
Oh, should I erase the chart too?
Yeah,
two...
I'll erase it so that there's only one group box.
Of female... To stay quiet. Command for to group of females to stay quiet. So what do you say that? You say uskutna.
Okay, so command to group of females to stay quiet would be iskutna. That's really good handwriting.
Iskutna.
Your best yet.
That's not mine.
It's actually true.
No,
that's
not
okay.
Iskutna.
Wow.
So, let's do the grammar here.
Yeah, we have 5 minutes.
Let's do the grammar. Iskutna would be what?
15 or 10?
Iskutna means...
Command to a group of females.
Yeah, command is what? What's command verb from page number one?
Getting like a bloody nose or
something?
No, something from my eye.
Command verb is...
Fi'l
amr mabni ala
sukun. Yes, fi'l amr. And it's mabni ala sukun.
Where? It's actually on page 3.
But page number one will first tell you.
Yes.
Are you writing the grammar for that word?
Yes. I didn't do a table because it's just one. So,
oh, okay.
So this fi'l amr mabni ala sukun. From page number one, you know that command verb is fi'l amr.
So you do
mabni ala sukun. Now let's see. Is the sukun here? Is the sukun here implicit, implied, or explicit?
Imply.
Imply why? What's this?
Because you can see it.
Oh, wait, never mind.
What's this?
Oh, I thought it was like the last.
No, remember that these are attachments. Skutna.
Wait, what? As skutin?
Skutna.
Wait,
skutna. And this noon is noon what? This noon is? This noon is noon? Noon. And this one. Noon. And this.
Wait, at least you have to raise your hands or everybody can get it.
My ear
hasn't answered anything.
She's answered everything.
Okay, if you are telling a group of men, if you're telling a group of men to run.
Run.
You say run.
So what's
run?
Or a group of mixed, or a mixed group. You don't want
to
tell them run. So you say what?
So you're a PE teacher and you want your little students run. To run.
My PE teacher.
So if I'm talking to a group of people who probably...
So what's the verb for run, guys?
I don't know.
Ron, what do you say in Arabic?
I heard it.
Run.
What is the command verb of run? Like the meaning in Arabic. Ijri, that's right. Ijri.
What is this hand motion?
You are giving it.
Hold on. So, if you're talking to a group of males or mixed group, you say Ijru. Wow.
Oh, you know that already. Okay.
Yes.
So that means you do
the same. Ijru. No, I just speak Arabic.
Arabic.
Yeah, in an Arabic household, you get a lot of commands. Especially the big quiet one. So, Ijru. Ijru. Okay? Ijru. This wow is what? Wow. الدالة. Wow الفاعلين. Let's call it just wow الفاعلين. Wow الجماعة.
That's
not information. So there's dead beneath well
جماعة. نا دل على الفاعلين. اجروا واو الجماعة. Now, where is the سكون here? اجروا is فعل ما فعل أمر, right? Is it فعل أمر? Yes. مبني على السكون. Where is the سكون?
It's on the well.
There.
Oh wait, I'm not wearing my glasses. It's on the high.
I can't see.
That's not
it. Never mind. فعل. Oh,
أمر.
You're talking.
مبني على السكون. Where is the سكون? Where did the سكون? Remember, it's supposed to be on the last letter of the verb without attachments. Okay? Like here, for example. Why did I look at the ta? Because this nun in this was an attachment.
Oh.
Oh. Okay?
Oh, okay. Life makes sense now.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay, I'm happy. So, where is the sukun in Ijru? It's implicit, implied.
Wait.
Well,
it doesn't make sense like that.
What?
We have implied sukuns from here on out.
Yeah. No, there are implied tashkils. Some of the tashkils are, you can see them, some of them you can't. Because why? Because the attachments freezes the tashkil. So this does not allow the tashkil.
So you know how this is a well, so this has to be a dhamma, but
yeah.
It's actually supposed to be a sukun.
Yeah,
but you can't.
I see. Okay.
So you can مبني على السكون الضمنية or
what's the best?
الضمنية.
New words.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what الضمنية means?
الضمنية means
I thought you were talking through a window, like going through it and you were looking straight here. And like there was like a window and we were talking to somebody.
Okay. You guys are excused to leave. You guys are excused to leave.
If you guys answer this question.
Yes.
Because the class is over.
Yeah, class is over. Queen is my birthday. Okay.
Your birthday's on
mine.